continue to do. We pray, Father, that you just speak to our hearts this afternoon. In Jesus' name, amen. Black History Celebration in Joshua. Am I on? Amen. No, I'm not on. Amen. Amen. Still, okay. All right. So as we quickly want to just go through this afternoon, we want to look at Joshua and kind of tee it up with our celebration for Black History Month, right? And we want to look at echoes of faith, remembering what God has done. What God has done. And let me skip this for time. When we consider our eternal truth is believers must honor God's faithfulness and tell the story of his mighty power. Now, if you look at what happened, the history of blacks, and sometimes you wonder, where was God, right? But then the same question could be asked about the Israelites when they were in captivity for 400 years plus, and where was God? But as we look at Joshua, the children of Israel have gone through the wilderness, and they were about to enter into the promised land, and they crossed the Jordan River, and God instructed Joshua what to do. And quickly, let us just look at that. He instructed Joshua, and they were to remember the past. In what way were they going to remember the past? And the importance of remembering the past, let us look at Joshua chapter 4. And it says that, and it came to pass when all the people had completely crossed over the Jordan that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take yourself 12 men from the people, one man from every tribe, and command them, saying, take yourselves 12 stones from here out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood firm. You shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight. God gave Joshua this instruction. And these stones, as we look at, was to acknowledge what God has done for the children of Israel. Now, imagine from Egypt to the promised land, it could have taken them 11 days. Just 11 days to get to the promised land. But it took 40 years to get to the promised land. And in that 40 years, God did great things for them. He protected them. They only lost one battle because of disobedience towards God when God instructed them not to take anything from a little city called Ai. And they disobeyed God, and they lost that battle because of one man, Achan, who went and stole stuff from them. And God said, do not take anything but destroy all. And that was the only battle they ever lost. And it tells how God was faithful even when they complained, even when they disobeyed, but God was still faithful. So God decided to tell them, take stones, and these stones should be like a memorial that they will remember what God has done when he opened the Jordan River for them to get through to the promised land. So how does that stone kind of resonate with us today with Black History? Now, there are folks, as was read by Mrs. Long and our teens, and they talk about people who stood up, blacks, who stood up, who did great things, but were never remembered. And for the blacks, those are stones that can be remembered that tomorrow when the children, great-great-children comes up, they will remember that there were people who invented stuff that have an impact and make this nation a great nation today. That their effort will never be forgotten. So it's important, it's not to remember the past of what happened, But to remember what God did through these men and women, that they're great things, even in the midst of adversity, even in the midst of tragedy that they had to experience. But God still did great things in their life that today they can be remembered of what they did. Amen. And that's his tune. Now, were they perfect? No. No, they were not perfect. But God didn't care about their perfection. But he did what he wanted. He gave them knowledge. He gave them wisdom to invent stuff that would benefit American and the entire America as a whole. So we ought to remember the past and remember these great people who did things that will bring glory, that brought glory to this nation, that this nation has become one of the greatest nations in the world. And not only that, these are the I got up there and said, acknowledge our history, remembering the stones of our history. These are the foundational figures, activists, and ancestors who faith allowed them to survive impossible situations and made significant contribution to this nation. It's not only remembering the past, but recognizing God's provision. Celebrating milestones. Why should we celebrate these folks that have gone on, some still alive, but they're great things? Let's look at Joshua chapter 4, verse 4 to 7. It said, then Joshua called 12 men. When God gave them instruction, Joshua called 12 men and put them, children of Israel, one man from every tribe. And Joshua said to them, cross over before the ark of the Lord, for God, your God, into the midst of the Jordan. And each one of you take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you when your children ask. You see, God didn't want them to forget about what he did for them, how he brought them through. He didn't want them to forget. So he said, do this. There should be a sign when your children ask, what are these stones for? What are the importance of this stone? Tomorrow, our children will ask, why do we talk about Martin Luther King Jr.? Why do we talk about Roosevelt Park? What do we talk about all these people? They will be remembered for the things that they did in the history of this nation. That's the importance of it. We celebrate the milestone. We celebrate them because God used them to be great people, to bring greatness to this nation. We celebrate them because we're not celebrating them because we ought to bow. No, no, but it's because of what God did in their lives. And the sign of these stones, we're not to celebrate or worship the stones that when God told the Israelites and told Joshua. The sign was to remember what God did for them when they spent 400 years in Egypt and 40 years in the wilderness, and what God opened the Red Sea and he brought them through the Jordan River to get through. Those are things that God wants them to remember, never to forget what God did for them. And that's something our children, our great-great-grandchildren will never forget what God did in this nation through these folks. Amen? Amen. And looking at it, he said, then you shall answer them, the waters of the Jordan was cut off. It was God who opened the Jordan, cut off before the ark of the covenant, the Lord. When it crossed over, the waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be a memorial to the children of Israel forever. These folks contributed to this nation, and they will be remembered forever. It doesn't only benefit blacks, but it benefits every man. Black, white, Hispanic, whatever background you from, you benefit from it. Amen? And not only that, we saw the book of Psalm 44, verse 20, say, we heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us the deeds you did in the days in the days of old. What God has done in the days of old. In Psalm 77, he said, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember you, your wonders of old. I will also meditate on your work and talk of your deeds. And as a church and as a nation, this is where we should be heading, right? Remembering. And like Mr. Sloan was sharing, it wasn't only black people fighting for freedom. There were other whites who joined them and fight for that freedom. They were not looking at quarter. They were looking at the heart, because when God created us, he said, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness. And that's how he created. So we all come together and remember the great things that God have done through these folks. And not only that, as we come, we ought to reflect on God's miracle, the benefits. And to close on that, this is what David said in the book of Psalm 103. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in me, right? With in me. Bless his soul. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not what? Forget all his benefits. Now, for us, black and white, we are to bless God for all that he's done. His benefits, to give ideas, to bring these men and women up, to contribute towards this society, towards this nation, make this nation great. We ought to be grateful to God, not to these folks, but be grateful to God for what God has done. And that's what David said. For all his benefits that he brought us through to celebrate the peace, the joy, and the love that God provides through this nation and through his people. Amen?
Amen.
And to close on, he said, remember his marvelous work. Psalm 103, verse 102 says, remember his marvelous work, which he has done, his wonder, his judgment, and the judgment of his mouth. And in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 2, it says, God said, it said, then beware, lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Now, this goes to us, blacks. Why? Be careful not to take pride of yourself or what you have achieved. No. That's why he said, beware, lest you forget the Lord who brought you through all the adversities, who brought you through all those years. It wasn't about you. It was God who did it. And that's why he said, from the house of our bondage, remember where God has taken you from. Remember what God has done to bring you to this level and the opportunity that we now have. You know, when I was in college, I did this story of African-American history, and our professor, he was telling, he said, some of you guys don't appreciate the life you guys have having right now. Some of you don't appreciate. You don't appreciate the fight that went on. You don't appreciate because you abuse it. But you need to sit back and think about what had happened in the past, how people sacrificed, gave their life. Think about it and put yourself together. Because what? It wasn't about you. It was what God decided to do to prove who God is in this nation that others will see around, and God will be glorified.
Amen.
So even as we celebrate Black History Month, church, remember, it is God that needs to be honored, God that needs to be praised, and God that needs to be glorified for what he has done.
Amen?
Amen? We will call the praise team to just close us with just one line of our song. Amen? You can stand and join us as we sing just one line of this song. things you have done. And Lord, may we continue to remember you through all of the things you've done. We thank you for the unity, the love, and all that you've done, Lord, through this nation and through your people. We pray, O God, that as a nation we will place you before and seek you and allow your will to prevail and your purpose for our lives as a people and as a nation. We thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.